Hello and welcome to So Good We Named It, the first Golden Girls and Golden Palace podcast, and the first, to my knowledge, Golden Girls or Golden Palace podcast with black hosts, straight from Golden Kind. Yeah, we're going to keep saying that for like the next year. I'm Barrett.
And I'm Kay.
And today we have a very extra special two guests with us. We have Lourdes and Melissa, who were part of the Betty White Memorial in Oak Park, which kind of got the ball rolling on So Good We Named It. So thank you for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
I do want to give our listeners a little backstory of how I feel like, you know, we're kind of connected and how you helped the podcast happen. You know, without you, we'd be nothing. If we ever get an award, I'll be sure to thank you. So
I had no idea.
It's true. I, you know, live in Chicago. And of course, when I heard about the Betty White, originally was a birthday party, then a memorial. Either way, I was going to be there. And my friend and I went, not Kay didn't go, another friend of mine, and I wedged my way to the front as close as I could get. And I was amazed as soon as I got there with how many people were there. I love Betty, and I know that, you know, a lot of people do, but I didn't think it would be like that because it was freezing that day. And they had streets blocked off, and it was just really, really great. So Matt was there. Not Matt. I don't know where I got Matt from. Zach was there. And Zach, you know, was part of creating Golden Con. And I thought at the time, I was like, oh, maybe he's over this because, you know, he seems so official. And I didn't know till later that you just asked him to speak. And I said, okay, if he's over Golden Con, I have to be involved in Golden Con in some way. So I was trying to get to him, but it was too many people. And I was trying to get to Cindy Fee. Again, too many people. And I made it inside of the theater. And I was like, I'm just going to walk around like I belong and no one's going to question me. And I made the mistake of going back for my friend. I should have just left her because she was too slow. And then when I tried to go back in, someone was like, oh, you can't be in here, blah, blah, blah. Because it was for people that were a part of the program. But I just sauntered on in so that I could try to talk to Zach to get to be a part of Golden Con. So then I didn't get to be, you know, to talk to him. So I had pictures and videos that I was tweeting. And I was like, hey, I was right there and I was trying to talk to you. I have a podcast, which I think at that point we maybe had one episode up. But I was just like desperate to be involved in any possible way. And that kind of got the ball rolling. And it, had I not gone to this, I don't know if I would have been involved in Golden Con, because that was kind of my foot in the door of, hey, I was at the memorial with you. And hey, I was right there. So thank you for creating that. And in talking to you at Golden Con, it seems like we all are in the same boat. Zach thought it was going to be a little thing at a community theater and that blew up. You thought this was going to be a little, you know, thing in Oak Park and it blew up. We thought this was going to be us just talking to ourselves and no one listened. And now we're at Golden Con. So we all just had an amazing turnaround. But can you tell us how this started and how it got to be what it is now?
So I'd like to say that everything about Betty and Golden Con, it's just, we've been so thrilled with the response. And to make a very long story short, when Betty White turned 99, I thought to myself, Oak Park's got to have a party for her next year when she turns 100. But as spring turned to summer, turned to fall, I didn't hear anything about this. So I went to our publisher. Melissa and I work for Wednesday Journal and Growing Community Media, the local paper for Oak Park. And I said to him, we have to have a party for Betty White's 100th birthday. And he was kind of surprised, but I just said, I'm not taking no for an answer. We have to do this no matter what. We are the source because we are the newspaper. People rely on us to give them the news. And our clients, our advertisers could actually promote this and have Betty White specials around town. And I thought it would be a cute little idea.
I want to interject, Lourdes, because I think maybe the listeners don't know necessarily that Betty White was born in Oak Park, Illinois. So
yes, thank you. I apologize.
Lourdes' brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always known that Betty White was born in Oak Park. I actually thought she lived on our street. Melissa and I both live on Taylor Avenue. and Betty's family lived on Taylor Avenue. So that has always just brought a nice warm thought to me. And I just figured that we had to do something. And I was very aggressive about this idea. And luckily our publisher, Dan Haley, was open to it. And when I told Melissa about my idea, and I think this is like November or so, because her birthday was in the 17th of January. I said, you know, I think we should do something like the Saturday before her birthday, because we want people to attend. And that January 15th, we were having a birthday party. And I got Toronto Baking Company to donate a cake, spoke with people, the Historical Society, about some history about Betty White. And we pretty much had an agenda going with the village president speaking with her thoughts and a proclamation. So we were moving forward and very excited about this. The businesses seemed to be on board about it. I actually called Prime Party and asked for 100 Betty Whites to be around town cutouts. Mm. And when New Year's Eve came, that day shocked the world, shocked myself. I immediately called Melissa to let her know about that Betty passed. And I didn't even know what to do at that moment, but it quick, probably within about 5 minutes, it was as if the show must go on. We are going to have a Betty White centennial celebration for her. And from there, kind of the rest is history. TMZ picked up on our party, People Magazine the same day. TMZ picked up the wrong day, Monday the 17th instead of Saturday the 15th, which caused a lot of damage control issues, but it happened. And the businesses really took on their own spin on it. We were contacted by Red Vines. They passed out hundreds and hundreds of Red Vines. And I couldn't, you know, we're still on a Betty White high, really, from the entire experience. It was unbelievable. So the section actually had, it's was in our paper. And if anyone wants to see that section online, that is findable at oakpark.com, our website. And we also have a video from the event at, if you Google Oak Park Betty White videos, you can actually see what we did. And I will turn it over to Melissa, because Melissa really put this section together and made it come alive. There are over 40 ads. There's interviews with people that are local to Oak Park and how Betty White influenced them. So take it away, Melissa.
Well, so, I mean, I'll just be honest. I'm a food writer. I'm a chef. I literally just blurted out my love for Betty White in front of Lourdes on a day where she had this wacky idea to throw a birthday party for Betty White. Mm. So my deep and sincere love of Betty White and the Golden Girls very specifically comes from my mom, Trish Melzer, who was kind of had the show on a continuous loop throughout my childhood. She spoke about them like they were her real friends, right? Like, I'm sure you both can, right, Kay and Barrett? Like, you can name the episode by the way the wind is blowing when you watch the intro, right?
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like, you know exactly which one it is. And I, like, I feel lucky to be part of that club, you know? And so when Lourdes asked me to write this section, it turned into this very interesting series of people, like speaking to George Geary, who made the cheesecakes for every episode that featured cheesecake, who
happens to be my friend.
I didn't know that. I thought that they were all store-bought. You're teaching me something.
No, it was super interesting because George, you know, he has a culinary background, worked with Disney, and is totally this infectious, gregarious guy who shared the recipe for the cheesecake. So if you look for the section online or at oakpark.com, you'll be able to get his recipe that he used. And he actually was the advocate for the use of cheesecake on the Golden Girls versus something, say, like chocolate cake, because they're easily replicable. And I learned that he made 7 cheesecakes for every episode that featured cheesecake on the Golden Girls. There were always 7 cheesecakes in the refrigerator.
So that newspaper that you're holding up, I have 2 copies. One I took from that day, along with the red vines, which are both in my Golden Girl shrine. And the sign that I pulled over and grabbed and put in my car and sped off. Like I was, you know, robbing a bank or something, because I was like, I got to get something from this for my shrine, not realizing that after that, I saw a bunch of people walking down the street with them. But I didn't know. I was like, well, I got to have one. So had I known, I would have taken one of those, too. But I've never opened that newspaper. I don't really open any of my books or magazines because I'm like, oh, I'll have a wrinkle. I could rip it. So I didn't know that was in there all the time I've had it, because I don't look at them. I don't want to mess them up. But I guess since I have 2, I suppose I can open one of them so that I can actually see the recipe and all of that.
I would recommend opening it up, because there's also an interview in there with Kelly Schumann, who was on Hot in Cleveland with Betty White and John Mahoney, who Lourdes can speak to the fact that Kelly Schumann, who was on Superstore, she
worked, yeah.
She worked at the Journal.
Right. So that was a nice connection to Betty White. So we were able to interview her. She was also on with John Mahoney, who is also an Oak Parker. You know, Kathy Griffin sent a video in, which we highlighted this section, who is another Oak Parker who is very close with Betty White. And then, of course, the great Cindy Fee is a River Forest resident. So I was able to make a podcast with her and share a story about her singing Thank You for Being a Friend, that has now become the soundtrack to every Golden Girls fan's, you know, sort of friendship theme song, you know?
Wow, I feel like, who isn't from Oak Park? Even we just recorded an episode about the episode with Jean the lesbian, and that actress is also from Oak Park. Lois Nettleson, I think, is her name. I wish I was from Oak Park. I fell out of the loop now, but I do go every now and then.
Not too late.
You can come now. There's room now.
You can come now. There's room now.
I do visit. I try to go at least a couple times a year, even if it's just to go to the downtown area. I went to the library out there once, and I feel like even though she didn't grow up there, it's a very like Betty White-esque type area. It's just like a little wholesome, like something you'd see on TV, like Dennis the Menace or Leave It to Beaver, like that type of feel, which I think is associated with Betty, so it seems very fitting.
So Betty lived in Oak Park until she was almost 2 years old, but her father's sister, husband, and parents lived in Oak Park for decades. So Betty would come back and visit Oak Park. And in the letter that she wrote to this historical society, she made it very clear that she tells people that she is from Oak Park and not from Chicago. So we still feel like she's our, you know, she's part of us, and we always want to celebrate her. We feel very fortunate that we put this together. It was extreme pressure because we are a very small company, but it happened. And we were able to incorporate her loves with animals. The Animal Care League was on site. As you probably saw, the puppies and kittens were ridiculously adorable, and they were all adopted. They raised over $24,000.
Wow.
And that was just an amazing event, just to be part of it. And again, on one of the coldest days. I mean,
if her birthday or if her passing had been, you know, in June or something, I can't imagine the amount of people with it being that many in January.
That was the thing, Barrett, that was so like confusing to us, because it was going to be this fun little celebration that I think Lourdes and I both equally hoped would reflect the very best of growing community media, reflect the best of our community, and just give our businesses yet another reason to come together during a time that was extremely difficult for local independently owned businesses. Like, that was it. Like, it was just supposed to be fun. And I mean, in between doing that podcast with Cindy Fee and finding out that Betty White had died, there were 2 days. We had no time to do anything other than do the best that we could to honor Betty White's legacy. And there was this tremendous amount of grief that came out of people, sadness and surprise that somebody who is 99 years old still felt like she was taken from us too quickly. I mean, that's the legacy of Betty White, right? Like, you can be here that long and it's still not enough. And all of a sudden, all that energy, thank you, TMZ, thank you, People Magazine, got dumped right on our laps. I mean, I think, Lourdes, you were fielding like international phone calls.
I was. The British press, every news station, we were on the nightly news. It was, and because our event was prior to her actual birthday, that also gave us a lot of recognition and publicity. Betty knew that we were having this party. We had touched base with her agent, Jeff, prior to the party. So we did feel like we were doing our best to honor her. And that felt really good to know that. And the businesses stepped up. They had such clever ideas to market Betty. I don't know if you saw the Betty White, the Stay Golden cookies that were at Sugar Fix, a bakery.
I might have driven by there on my way out. I think I did see that.
There were Betty White cocktails at Cucina Paradiso and Trey Sorrell. There was her favorite meal, hot dog, french fries, and a Coke at Mickey's. And then there was a Betty White mocha right next door at Wise Cup, right next to the theater. So the businesses had fun with it. And that's what we wanted to do. You know, we wanted the businesses to celebrate Betty and for residents and anyone visiting, anyone that loved Betty to come to our event.
Well, this sounds like a movie, like planning this huge party for somebody's birthday and then they die and you still have to do it. Who's going to play you when someone writes this script? Because I feel like this would make a really film. Because this just doesn't even sound believable that all this happened so quickly. And you wouldn't have known, like from behind the scenes, it looked very well thought out and organized for months and months. Same with Golden Con. And people probably think that about our show. But a lot of this, I guess the spirit of Betty just guided us through and we were able to do it.
Everyone wanted to be a part of it. Really, they did. The balloons, the signage, the Lake Theater location, that was very, very important to us. We were asked to switch the location kind of at the last minute because Lake Street is such a busy street. They didn't want to close it down, but we were very firm that we wanted it at that theater. And that's kind of the vision I always had for it, that would be the perfect place to celebrate Betty in Oak Park.
And then as a result, like our local police department was very gentle in their approach about closing the street, reading the crowd size. We had 99 house balloons and Alpha Lit coming in and like donating their lighting and balloons and flowers from Garland Flowers. We hardly had to ask for anything. People just started giving the best of themselves. And what ended up happening was this robust display that made a very, very cold day extremely warm. I mean, Don Harmon came out and spoke. You know, the proclamation reading was very heartfelt by our village president, Vicki Stamen. I can't put it into words, you know, how fortunate we were to have so many amazing people come together. You know, the moment I realized something pretty spectacular was happening when it became clear we needed risers for the press, I was like, what are we doing?
It was a moment.
Yeah.
I think personally that I would love if this was an annual thing. I don't know if that's something you've discussed, but
I'm feeling the same for sure. I'd really like something. So maybe we could collaborate and think of something.
I'm all for it because I feel like after that, and I think a lot of people, that was like their grieving because, you know, I don't know if she even had a funeral, but if she did, it wasn't open to the public. And I think a lot of people needed that to kind of, you know, get out their emotions. I didn't see anyone sobbing, but I think it was just like cathartic of, okay, she's passed and now I'm here with fellow people that love her and we're all celebrating her together. And it just was the perfect right timing for everything. And like you said, every time I would see Betty White trending, it would never even occur to me, oh, something happened. Any other celebrity, I'm like, oh, they must be dead. But she's 99. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's fine. She's fine. And it just, I don't know how long I thought she'd live, but it just didn't even seem possible. It's like, oh, she's a kid. She was so young, only 99. So
It's supposed to
I
live
definitely
forever.
agree.
Forever.
And I think the whole time while we were planning it, there was a moment where I said, are 5 people coming or are 5 million people coming? I mean, we just didn't know what to expect. And the weather didn't hold people back. I remember the night before the event, I was entertaining the Prime Party president who flew in just for our event. And I said, let's just go over to the Lake Theater and see, where your name's up in lights, because we had all of our sponsors up in lights. And we turned the corner and there were news trucks up and down Lake Street getting, doing the 10 o'clock news about saying, tomorrow morning, we'll be here for the Betty White celebration. And I was like, oh man, we didn't know. We didn't know what to expect.
If I
You
recall
work in local
correctly,
news media, like you don't expect to be the story, right? Like,
true.
so interesting. It's like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. Like, I write about food. I can't believe I'm interviewed. And Lourdes, who did the lion's share of that, got spread so thin because there was so much from radio to news that I like finally like cracking up took the interview for the high school newspaper by myself. I mean, we were running the gamut of people who wanted to know more about what we had started. It was really incredibly special in hindsight.
Wasn't it a part where they said it was going to be a Betty White day? Am I imagining this? I feel like I remember that.
TMZ, that's all TMZ.
So it's not real. That's just what they said. Okay.
Well, we certainly in the Village of Oak Park, we're not going to proclaim Martin Luther King Day was Betty White Day, I'll tell you that. So we would love to have a Betty White Day, just not on her actual birthday when it falls on Martin Luther King Day. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Maybe
It would be
a day in
cool
the
if it was,
summer can be Betty White Day.
yeah, or like, yeah, I mean, or someday would be fab, but that was a little bit tricky for us to negotiate for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, I don't think I realized, even until you just said it, that it was the same day as Martin Luther King Day was her birthday. I knew it was close. I don't think I knew it was the same day. So hopefully they can, maybe do a 6 months from January and it's nicer outside and call that Betty White Day. Or a Golden Girls
Well, I
Day.
think we should plan because her birthday is going to be on Tuesday, the 17th of January, 2023, her 101st. So I think we should talk about this.
You got my information. I would love to be
Okay.
involved in any capacity. Anyone listening, you got anything, Golden Girls, let me know. As I've been saying from the beginning, I would have been happy ripping up tickets at Golden Con at the front door just so I could say I was there. Luckily that I was doing way more than that. But how do you get involved with Golden Con? Because I didn't get to see you. I think we met backstage. I don't think Kay was
We
back
met in
there
the green
yet.
room.
And I didn't get to see what you did, but how did you get involved in that?
Well, because we were connected with Zach, he asked us to be on the Betty panel, which we were thrilled to be a part of. And that's how we got to meet you. And being on the Betty panel, it was wonderful, Melissa. I mean, we had a lot of fun.
It was quite a day. I brought my mom, who I wrote about in the section. She had a wonderful time. She had a purse like Sophia's that she carried all day, but she was handing me things all day long that Sophia would have had in her purse. When I finally got into the green room with Zach, I was like, I really need a garbage can. And well, just hand it to me. And I was like, seriously? I handed him Rolaids, a roll, and Brussels sprouts. And because these were all things, I guess, during the show, Sophia took out of her purse. So my mom was in her element that day. And so we were able to sit up there and, to sort of share our story, with people, pretty reputable people from the Golden Girls world, which was, I mean, it was a huge honor. I mean, just a nice day for us to spend together. It was a nice, grace note on the end of a really interesting phase of our lives.
Yeah, we got to host 5 different panels, so we missed a lot of other stuff. There were things that I didn't know happened until I saw the big finale video. And I'm like, when did this happen? Mm-hmm. Where was I? But I guess we were doing stuff. And part of why I kept staying in the green room when we had downtime is because so many people kept coming in and out. And I want to see everybody and see what's going on. I wouldn't have even known you were there had I not been in the green room camped out trying to, you know, see who I could see in between our sets. So I felt the same way, that I was just glad to be there and I was, you know, excited to be a part of it. And, you know, we were at the very first. So, you know, we're in history. We're in there. And
they're doing it again, right?
It has not been officially announced. You can go to thankyouforbeingafan.com and sign up for the newsletter. But I think they want to do it because there's such a outcry for it. It's just a matter of how, because this was huge. But next year will be way bigger. So they're probably trying to figure all that out. But I would like to assume, and I told him, put me down for the next decade. I would like to, you know, be a part of everything every year. And hopefully you all will be there. Did you get to walk around? Did you get to, you know, be a tourist after your set?
We did. We did. We loved it. Everything was so thoughtful, and we took advantage of lots of photo ops and the booths, everything.
But we sat on the couch. Did you sit on the couch?
We did get to sit on the couch. It was an ordeal, but we did make it onto the couch, which I didn't even know was there. Because there were, since we were talent, I had asked him prior, like, you know, what do we, you know, still need to pay for it just so I, you know, make sure we get it. He's like, oh, no, it's fine. Everything's taken care of. So when we went over there, the guy was like, you got to pay. And I'm like, well, I was told we don't have to pay. So we went and got somebody that got us the pass so we could go back in line. I mean, I don't have a problem paying, but if I was told I don't have to, and they were like, well, we have to hold your camera and you have to pay us. It wasn't the guy over it. It was some side person. But we finally made it over there. And I didn't even realize until after I got up that it was the original couch with different cushions. So I felt like my butt didn't get to absorb enough Golden Girls because I thought it was a replica. But I didn't even know it was over there because there's so much going on. I kept finding new stuff. So I just saw this big wall and people lined up. I'm like, oh, I wonder what that is. Not realizing the couch was there. But
You didn't know what you were in line for? That's
awesome. I knew when I got in line, but I didn't know it was there originally. Because it was just so much. Like, I'd never been to a convention, really. And Melissa said, me neither. I wasn't prepared. I thought this would be a cute little, a couple little Golden Girls things here or there. And a lot of people were saying that's what was exhausting them so much, is that they weren't prepared for what this was. So we couldn't be mentally ready. Unfortunately, a few of us did get COVID because we got too excited and stopped wearing masks.
Way too excited.
Several people that I knew got it because I had my mask on at first, but then I was like, oh, I keep taking pictures and blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? I bet I'm going to get it. It was my first time being officially diagnosed. And I was like, I probably am going to get it at Golden Con. And then I got sick. And I don't want to say.
I did not get it at Golden Con.
Well, thank God you did.
But I have it now. Oh, damn. We're not in the same room, obviously. But
I don't want to say it's worth it, because it's a deadly disease that has killed 1 million people. But if I was going to get it, I'm okay that that's where I got it. Because I still would have gone. Even though I'm still hacking up a lung every now and then. It was such an amazing experience that, you know, I was willing to take the risk. And it was on me because I should have had my mask on. But I feel like Dorothy said in the last episode, these are memories that I will cherish for the rest of my life. And I felt like you and everyone we've spoken to that was there has the same feeling. We're still riding the high and still just can't believe not only were we there, but we were a part of it as well. And I think if, you know, our podcast, Golden Con, your birthday / memorial event, if all these things are so great with us being unprepared, now that we're prepared, what the hell are we going to do next year? It's really going to be amazing. Now that we know what we're walking into. And I think it's just the power of Betty White. I really can't think of any other person that would have this kind of impact at all, which is saying a lot of There's billions of people in the world that are very beloved by someone, but no one has this type of power. It's because she's from Oak Park, probably. But I don't know. It's hard to put into words. I don't get speechless very often, but I really, you know, you were there. And if you're listening,
we're so glad that you came and had fun. And that was the thing. We didn't know how far. Were people coming from St. Louis to our event? Were they coming from Milwaukee? Were they just locals? We didn't know what to expect, but it's awesome to know that you were there. And I think when I look at footage, I can find you there.
I had on a big black fur coat and some giant fur earmuffs. It was all fake. If anybody wants to throw blood on me, if you see me in the streets, it's fake fur. And I was very close to the front and trying to get whatever I could. I really wanted to take the life-size cutout from my little Golden Girls Museum, but I felt like that would have been, I couldn't be inconspicuous with that. So if you have any left over that you need to get rid of, you know, just saying, I can swing by. But I am very excited for next year. And where can people find you guys if they want to know more? Websites or blogs, whatever.
Our website is oakpark.com. And what I was looking for the section last night, anyone can always email me. I'm still getting a few Betty White related emails. And I'm happy to, I'll send the copy to people. I can email them the digital issue. My email is lourdes@oakpark.com, which is lourdes@oakpark.com. And I've worked at the Wednesday Journal and Grown Community Media for over 25 years. So I'm not really going anywhere, and I'm pretty easy to locate, so.
And the only other thing that I would chime in there is, I'll make a shameless plug that we are like hyper, hyper local community minded journalists. Growing Community Media made a move to the nonprofit journalism world. So we do our work thanks to community support. So by going to growingcommunitymedia.com, you can certainly make a donation to keep our work going. We were proud to take a loss on the Betty White event because we wanted to do right by her and by our community and right by our organization. But certainly we survived during these troubling times for journalists thanks to community support from everyday people who appreciate the work we do.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we will definitely need to talk offline about many things. It never really works, but we're going to keep trying it until we get it right. So thank you for joining us, and as always, thank you for being a friend. That one was good.
You are still a little slow.
For more information on our podcast, head over to www.sogoodwenamedit.com and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @sogoodwenamedit. And check out our Facebook page, So Good We Named It, Golden Girls Golden Palace Podcast, and our Facebook group with the same name. And to find out about the next Golden Con, go to thankyouforbeingafan.com and join the mailing list. And as always, thank you for listening, and thank you for being a friend. There's many things I want to do. I feel like every person we have on here, we just had someone who's a realtor. And I was like, oh, I always wanted to be a realtor, and I always wanted to write for a newspaper. I wanted to do a lot of things, and you can't do everything.
It's not too late. Not too late.
I don't live in Oak Park. Would they let me? I don't think I can write anywhere in Chicago, the Tribune.
Well, if we're collaborating on the 101st birthday.
That's true.
And I got a guest slot for you right there.
I'm an honorary Oak Park resident. I'm grandfathered in through Betty.
I hate when people say grandfathered in. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to just claim it. I do really like it. It's just a little far out from the city. I personally... like the suburbs. Like, I can go there, but my husband is like, I don't want to live in the suburbs. We grew up in the suburbs. I'm like, if we have kids, I don't want to be in the city. I want to be in the suburbs. But, you know, he's a city guy now. So
Oak Park would welcome you and your future family with open arms.
You know, I just think everything was wonderful, and it was very exciting to meet you all at the Golden Con and be a part. Well, I feel like I'm a part now, but hear about how you all set everything up. It was really amazing.
clearly I was just floating through because I didn't know you were there when I was talking to them. You were in the green room with me?
Yes, I was in the green room with
you. I did not know you were in. I seriously, in my memory, it's just me and them. But
because that's all you remember.
And other, I know other people were there, like passing through, but I was just so focused in on this conversation because I was excited to meet you because I was like, oh my God, the people from Oak Park are here. So I just zeroed in and everyone else was not in existence, including you, apparently.
I was there. I remember Lord saying that she had to go down to every news station to correct the date miss thing that TMZ did.
Damn, that I really was just tunnel vision this entire weekend. I was just
so
like,
yes, I was present as you continue to steamroll me, but I digress.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I'm glad that you were there because I was like, oh, you didn't get to meet, but apparently you did.
And,
so great.
And did. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It
well,
was an overwhelming room, though. I will say that. It felt
yeah, it was a lot of people.
Everybody there was like one step away from Betty White. And so I was like having a fangirl moment. It's like, you know, it was just, you know,
I was trying to keep it cool. Like, oh yeah, hey, what's up? When I'm really like, oh my God, oh my God. So I'm trying to just have casual conversations with people from inside of my television. So I think you and right. I are probably on the same page. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Kay seems like she was pretty cool.
Yeah, Kay keeps it cool.
She took it all in. We were like,
you know, I was just taking it all in, like you said, for sure.
She's the cool
one.
It was
a lot going on. It was a fun experience, though. It was a lot of love there. Like, it was a real vibe. Like, everybody was so nice. Even the celebrities, the people, like, everybody was just so very nice. And it was a great thing.
It felt out of body to me, a lot of the
Until
you started talking to individual people that you didn't know. And in that moment, there was such an immediacy of common ground that felt like where you were made sense. And as soon as that interaction went away, it was like you were back in that out of body world. It was a
surreal
vibe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They need a support group for people like us, as Dorothy would say. Because I've definitely felt like I don't want to go back to real life. I don't want to do all that because I'm not into a lot of popular things, so I'm not used to being around a bunch of people that like what I like. So it was kind of weird. Like, oh, you know this quote? You know this scene? You know what I'm talking about? It's like being in a foreign country, and then you find a group of people from wherever you're from that all speak your language and eat your food and have your customs, and you're like, oh, finally, somebody gets me. And it was like a whole weekend of that. So definitely out of body for sure. I'm like, next time, can it be like a week long? Maybe Golden Girls camp, do 3 months. I don't know, is that too much? But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
again. I would never imagine I'm sitting here freezing in my fake fur coat watching you speak, and now you're on my show that I don't even know if we had the show yet at that point, but we didn't. We hadn't even had an episode yet. So look at us now. Next year we'll be on our talk show on NBC.
Yes.
And you'll be a guest on there. I'm putting it out there.
So now that it's in the universe, it's officially going to happen. And you can say you heard it here first on the So Good We Named a Golden Girls podcast.